That is music from Jane's Addiction. Mountain Song is the track from Nothing Shocking. And Jimi Hendrix right before that, The Sky Cries Mary. Here on the afternoon show, Kevin Cole with you down in the performance space with Strand of Oaks. Welcome.
Good to be here.
It is great having you here. I mean, first of all, you played our grand opening less than a year ago. Thank you for that.
Feels like home.
It should. Good. That is so great to hear because we want, this is your home. And you helped build it too. So.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. So your first official live performance in the performance space.
It looks great. It fits.
Yeah, it is cool, and it's great having you here. So Strand Oaks playing tonight at Numo's, at Dante's in Portland tomorrow. We are doing live video streaming via our Facebook page of this performance. So if you're listening online, go to KXP's Facebook page and check it out live. Strand Oaks, want to take it away?
Yes.
I'm
Strand of Oaks live on the afternoon show. We're just all smiling during Jason's guitar solo there.
Wow.
As it takes off, epic. And two songs from the new album, which is called Hard Love, started off with Taking Acid and Talking to My Brother, ending with Radio Kids, and really nice segue between those two. When you write music, Tim, do you ever think about, you know, how it's going to play out live?
This one, yeah. For sure. It just was our intention from the beginning to have it feel that way on the record. And I just have, throughout the years of experience, I've realized the record is just the birth of the songs. And, you know, it's what people have as a document, but that ability to then take the songs and grow them for the rest of, you know, for the rest of touring, you know, it's just... such a fun thing to do.
Yeah, you're not thinking about it like, I'm writing a song, it's done, I'm putting it on an album, then we go out and tour. It's like these songs are going to evolve over time.
Yeah, and we've had, I mean, the four of us have had so much fun just nerding out, really, of just like set lists and all that.
Very cool. Tim, do you want to introduce the band?
I'd love to. On drums today is Mike Stieringer from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And then on the bass guitar is Jim Reynolds. Wonderful Jim. And then to my left, my best friend in the whole world for 13 years. And this is Jason Anderson on the guitar.
And again, sounding fantastic. Strand of Oaks here live on the afternoon show. Playing Pneumos tonight, Dante's in Portland tomorrow, then down to San Francisco at the Independent. Again, the new album is Hard Love. Now, would it be safe to say that the last album, Heal, was kind of more of an introspective album?
Yes.
I mean, there were certainly rockers on it.
Yeah, it was inward focused and definitely necessary at the time, but I think Hard Love is meant for to be pushed outwards in a positive way.
Yeah, and what sort of led you to that? I know like music definitely inspires you, and you've had a bit of an obsession with Mountain Song by James Addiction.
Thank you for playing that. That's such a cool lead-in.
And what about that? What is it about that song lately that's been?
It's the beat. It's the rhythm section of that song. It's one of those beats that you could hear for 20, 30 minutes, and it's I call it like endless music.
Yeah, the beat and the bass line.
Yeah, it's just it's always it's so satisfying to that you know, and I feel like it was. You know, that, and it was always the music that was a little bit beyond my reach and as far as understanding when I liked it as a teenager, but now it makes so much sense to me. And, but still, I mean, it still sounds like futuristic music.
Yeah.
No one's touched them yet. Yeah. Like it's.
So music's an influence. Obviously, the experiences that you have day to day and on the road or whatnot will shape a record. How did touring with My Morning Jacket have any impact on your focus and thinking?
Wow. I mean, that's. I think the word support band is a really nice word because it is the idea of, it's almost like an apprenticeship, I view it. And to see them, I mean, when we did those two nights at the Moor, I've never seen a band, and what I learned the most is you should treat the show as a sacred thing and not just another night of your life as an artist, you know. And they taught me how to really think about set lists and think about, you know, like engage in the evening and how the flow goes. And I saw them from night to night, you know, if it was like kind of like a really chill vibey night, they could sense that. And that kind of telepathy between the crowd and the band makes for the greatest shows, I feel like.
Yeah, energy alchemy working with, you know, transforming that space. I'm sure if they sensed it was chill, they didn't necessarily stay there.
Exactly.
It's interesting that you would say, you know, I think about My Morning Jacket and Jim James, certainly those shows are transcendent. All the shows I've seen Strand of Oaks do have been the same for me. There's always a point where it takes flight.
Yeah, I think, and I mean, even when we did the grand opening, it felt like, I don't remember how many songs we played, but it felt like this. I remember it being this like 2-hour set, and it was probably just a few songs, but I think it's just.
I think it was a guitar solo maybe during JM.
Yeah, yeah, we played that for about 20. I was like, yeah, we have four songs, but we might play for 40 minutes because one of them is 25 minutes long. But it was, wow, that was, and that felt like a culmination of a lot of shows, and it was just beautiful then.
Yeah, so then what sort of triggered the shift to more of a outward record or songs?
I think my whole spirit and person was demanding it.
Yeah.
Because it gets pretty, it's already being a band and an artist is pretty narcissistic in nature because, you know, you're doing interviews, you're playing shows and you get clapped for. So all of that just was turned into this downward spiral of like, I just got really tired of talking about myself mm-hmm. and my own problems. And I wanted to, and what I realized then is when you open yourself up to others, then it's kind of the difference between receiving a gift and giving a gift. It's much more satisfying to, you know, kind of reach out and see what other people are feeling, and friends and families and my wife and all of that just was, it made me a much healthier person.
Yeah. Yeah. Certainly you have to feel that when you play live, right?
Yeah.
Even though people are appreciating what you're doing, you're providing a great experience for everybody there.
Yeah, and as for me too, I mean, the sense of purpose we all have when we're on the road is, it's necessary for me.
So, well, let's just talk more about you.
How are you, Kevin?
So when we talked about a year ago, I thought we had a conversation, like you were saying that the record was pretty much done, but I heard you scrapped it or started over again. Or?
Yeah, I mean, it was just mostly, it wasn't, I had like 3 weeks between like tours and I should have just like stayed
taking
home.
Taking a vacation?
Yeah, and my mind just was work, the gears were spinning so fast that I just ran in and just, you know, couldn't slow down. And, you know, it was a really great, it was a fun effort, but the main thing I realized is I needed to, like I said, reach out more and the collaborative element,
mm-hmm.
you know, and, you know, again, my best friend for half of my life, I finally got Jason to play on my, I've wanted him to for, you know, for however long, and Jason came down to New York, and I lived in Brooklyn, which was a brand new thing for me, except I never left like the 3-block radius. So
yeah.
Everybody made fun that I made Brooklyn like the smallest city in the, like I live here. I go to my studio here. I know I'm in New York, but it was, yeah. And it was such a nice change of pace for me because Heal was kind of me doing everything. And you can't really vibe too deeply when you're playing a bass part and then you like, all right, Tim, let's move over to the guitar. Let's keep this, you know, feeling going. And it's slightly difficult when you're doing it all yourself.
Yeah, that totally makes sense if you're multi-tracking a record solo, right?
Yeah. And this one, we could look at each other and people in a room could feel off one another. And, you know, we didn't want to make like a planned record.
Yeah. So how did that shape the, not just the recording, but maybe the actual songwriting?
The songwriting, I think, was, you know, it was fantastic. Like, Nicholas Vernays, who produced the record, our first conversation we ever had together was not, like, shop talk about, like, what microphones are in it. Because it's a microphone's a mic. But, like, he just said, like, he just told me, like, I don't want to change what you do. I just want to elevate what you do. And that, I know it's kind of like in the stars kind of talk, but it was so, like, inspiring to me. And how to take like what, because I have these two elements that are always fighting of like, I want to write like a good song with like structure, but I also want to like run around in the desert and, you know, like howl at the moon. So it's like, how do these two people live inside my head? And I think he finally figured out that marriage.
Yeah, that is super cool. I totally get that. I your songs and the live performances definitely have that spirit.
Yeah, and like even down to the record cover, like I think everything is much more me. You know, I'm just like big smile and wild looking and unkept. And like, I think that's just much more because, you know, when we've ever hung out, I'm not like the somber.
Oh, not you know, at all. Like, you're one of the most effusive guys and enthusiastic guys I know. But I even get that, you know, songs like JM, which are very moving songs, and touching and heavy, again, have a transcendent element.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's, again, what I learned. I learned it from Jason Molina. I mean, that guy, he never said give up. He never said I'm giving up. He said try.
Mm-hmm.
And he said get through it. And, you know, and that's those are the people that I look up to the most. You know, the people who persevere. And, you know, that's all I can do. I can't be cynical.
Yeah.
If you're cynical already in this world, then you're just, it's going to get even worse for you.
That is so true. It is Stranda Oaks live on the afternoon show. The new album is called Hard Love. We are loving it. And I love that you, I love songs about the radio, you know, and Radio Kid and kind of Goshen 97 was sort of like that, a radio theme song or about loving music.
Of course. I mean, that's just how I can't not write about who I am. And that's what pulled me out of like whatever. It brought me magic, you know, and it was, you know, that's Radio Kids is about first hearing Modern Lovers and hearing Jonathan Richman's voice. And it's, you know, I was like 12. And if you hear that voice, it's transcendent. You know, you don't understand that music, like, you know, I had like top 40 radio and I hear a college station play Modern Lovers.
Play Roadrunner or something.
Exactly. It was I'm Straight.
Oh, cool.
Hippie Johnny. I was like, who's Hippie Johnny? This guy, I don't know if I like Hippie Johnny because this guy doesn't like him. And, you know, and that's the kind of kid I was. You know, I built my own worlds and I had my own, like, it was just the magic. And I heard somebody say that music is a true form of magic. And to hear something for the first time ever, like, you know, imagine, like, again, thinking back, like, you've never heard this voice before and you hear it for the first time. It can never happen again, but it's just perfect when it does.
Yeah, it's a remarkable feeling. I'm going to play some Modern Lovers later on the show.
Yeah.
It is Stranda Oaks live on the afternoon show. If you happen to be listening on the radio or online, you can be watching, too. We are doing live video streaming on KXP's Facebook page. Want to take it away?
Yes. We'll do the rest of it. Are we going straight in? I forgot. Okay.
Strand Oaks, live on the afternoon show. The new album is called Hard Love. That track is from it. It's called Rest of It. And again, it's here on KEXP Seattle. And tonight, the band is playing at Numo's tomorrow night down in Portland. Dante's. I'm doing the golf commentator talk. As you're
good.
Tuning.
Sorry. That one takes the voice and the tuning away. Just a quick little sip from my KEXP cup.
Strand Oaks live on the afternoon show. Man, sounding so good.
Thanks.
Epic sounding.
Thank you.
I feel like I've been biochemically realigned.
So do I.
I needed that really bad.
Yeah.
thank you so much. Again, the new record's fantastic. Hard Love. We just heard four songs off it, ending with Everything. And again, it's just great to have you here.
It's good
always
to see you, Kevin, and everybody here.
Yeah, and huge thanks to Jim, Scott, Alia, and Justin on video, Melissa taking photographs, Kevin Suggs on sound, Matt Ogaz running the board, Melissa and Jen helping out behind the scenes, and to all the donors that make In Studios here possible. It is the Afternoon Show, KEXP, Seattle.